MSC Cruise Cast is a Triple T production. Now, the Taste Try Travel Team of Beth and Chris.
Well, hello, all.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the MSC Cruise Cast.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Beth.
And we are together.
The Taste Try Travel Team.
With a couple of little furry companions.
That's true.
That we get up to. Although Kitty is an honorary member only. Until his attitude is adjusted, he is not an official member.
That's right.
It can be revoked at any time. Well,
all right. Well, this is going to be an interesting one, and I see you have your glasses on already. This
I do because I have so much stuff to like take care of right in here. All technical stuff.
That's right.
Because we are going to be rating
1 through 5 how we feel MSC and Carnival do in a whole bunch of categories.
So 5 will be 5-star.
The best.
And 1 will be a 1-star.
Need some work. Yep. Yep.
Got it.
So before we get into this, I want to just do one quick thing. We have had a comment about somebody asking...
Asking
if now Taste Try Travel will only cruise exclusively on MSC. Do you want to answer that one?
That is a big no.
Right.
We love so many cruise lines.
Yes.
Now, this cruise cast is going to be dedicated to MSC.
Correct.
But on our regular YouTube channel, mm-hmm. and in life, yeah. we're not going to cruise exclusively on MSC.
Right. It just kind of feels like that, I think, right now, because with Ocean K going down for renovation, we want to go before, and then we want to go after. So that's where we're going on this next cruise. We want to see the renovations, and then everything kind of building up to the World America, which I think is going to be kind of a pretty big deal. So it just feels like we're doing a lot of MSC, but we definitely have so many ships on our bucket list to do. So,
oh my goodness, so many.
Yeah, but like you were saying, this cruise cast is dedicated to MSC because we really felt that there was like a hole in the market, however you want to say that.
Right. Not many people are excited about MSC, but nobody's really like dedicated to talking about it. So.
Correct. And there's a lot of in and outs. And so we've kind of like to take this opportunity to share all those kind of things with you. And we've kind of amassed a good library so far.
The people that stumble across this on YouTube mm-hmm. and are just watching the cruise cast and are saying, why aren't you guys filming anything?
This
You're
is
just
a
talking.
Boring video.
This is boring. Yeah. This is a podcast. That's what you do in podcasts. You talk.
That was funny.
I know. They're like, this is so boring. You guys are just sitting there talking.
Right.
This is the podcast version of our YouTube channel.
Correct.
Where we just talk about things. We're just putting it up on YouTube, too, because people like to, you know, see stuff when they're...
See our smiley faces.
Yeah, or they can listen to it. So anyway.
Right. So anyway, we just wanted to kind of say, yeah, we have lots of future plans. So excited about that. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's get into this. Do you want me to run down these as we go or you?
Well, let me just say, so we're kind of comparing, and we've experienced a good amount of Carnival and MSC. So we're just going to kind of give our thoughts on and kind of rate all of these different categories. We're
going
to try not to
like stuff
go on too long.
We're going to give ourselves 2 minutes or less. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 2 minutes or less for each
one. 2 minutes
categories.
Or less for each one to talk about. So we'll see if we actually can come into that because an hour long podcast seems like a long time to us we're talking and talking and talking at the beginning here. All right. So we both came up with these categories.
Correct.
They're just kind of random categories. So the categories we have opinions about, I guess, or maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, are you going to go over?
We have plenty of opinions. Nope. I want you to go ahead and start.
All right. Our first one.
Let's do it.
Our first one is in-room TV.
Have I mentioned these are in no particular order?
Absolutely no order. Why would you start with in-room TV?
Okay. Our timer is on.
But in-room TV.
Okay.
All right. How are we doing this? Am I going to give my ratings for both?
Yep.
And then you give your ratings for both?
Yep.
All right. For MSC, mm-hmm. I'm giving that a 1.
Okay.
And for Carnival, I'm giving it a 3.
Okay. My MSC is a 3 and my Carnival's a 4. Hold
on. Your MSC is a 3 and your Carnival's a what?
4.
A 4. All right.
While you're doing that, I'll talk about this real quick. I'm going to give this a little bit to Carnival. I think both of them are not the best in-room TV. No.
MSC stinks.
Yeah, they all have like, they have a couple news channels, a couple like Food Network, Cartoon, maybe like 8 total. And then they have like 24 safety channels.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. MSC is just, it's terrible in-room TV. Yeah. Unless you like watching the safety video in 18 different languages.
Exactly.
Or soccer.
Right.
Those are the two things you can watch.
I think Carnival has a little bit more options as far as channels. I think
they do.
They have like pay to rent, so you can rent movies. And MSC doesn't have that. But more and more of these like shopping channels and information channels, there's like so many of those, I think, on all the cruise lines. And I'm going to say quickly, this is really like out there, Princess. 5-star in-room TV. I know that's not where we're going with it. I'm just going to do that one time. I just wanted to mention.
Yeah, mainly because you can watch every single episode of The Love Boat.
Exactly.
You
can watch
everything. All right. You know what?
Neither of them are great.
You're going to introduce these categories because I have to clear these out from as you're going here. Please.
Our next is going to be the bars on the ships. And we're not talking about any particular bar. We're just kind of going to go over general. And you know what? I don't know if this is controversial or not. I'm giving MSC a 5 and I'm getting Carnival a 5.
You're giving MSC a 5.
I am.
And Carnival a 5. I have given MSC a 4.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, that was Carnival 4. MSC a 4.
A 4 for both. Okay. So, like,
Maybe I should have done this little layout differently. This is taking up so much of my time. Anyway, go ahead.
So
for people that are listening to this, I'm just putting up graphics on the screen as we say our numbers. Uh-huh. And I've got like 28 graphics that I have to search through. This is a dumb idea. This is why you need a producer. Anyway.
Okay. So I think that both have really great bars. I think that Carnival has some really cool, interesting bars. I love their Alchemy, and I think they have that on most of their ships now. I love that kind of craft cocktail kind of thing. Really enjoyed that on their cruises. But I think that MSC has a really nice variety as well. MSC is just not good at naming their bars. They're kind of really boring with their names, but I think that they have so many, like 20 bars on a ship is great.
I think so too. They have a great variety, mm-hmm. and they're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these ratings are where they're at now rather than where they were at.
Right, because I think World America will change a lot. Yeah.
So I agree exactly with what you say. So I won't expand on that any further. I agree 100%.
All right, moving to the next, we have the Mustard Drill. 100% better since COVID.
Every cruise line
possible. Can't imagine going back to that old way of doing mustard drills. MSC for me gets a 3 and Carnival gets a 4. I think that MSC is the only one that you have to like watch the video. Chris is really struggling. You're going to give up halfway through, aren't you? He randomly put up a wrong graphic, so he's struggling here. Okay, I'm going to talk through this while you're working that, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
MSC has, I'm pretty sure, the only one where you have to like go up into your room, watch a video, and then call a phone number before you go down and scan. And I'm pretty sure most people just have that you have to go and you have to watch the video somewhere, which could be on your app, and then go scan. So I'm going to give Carnival a little bit higher points on that.
I am definitely giving Carnival points for that. I have the exact same as you.
Yeah.
3 for MSC, 4 Perfect. For Carnival.
Yeah.
MSC is a little bit more I kind of ding them because there's a time
there that
they make you.
And then they close all the bars and make everyone go. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, here's the time and you got to go do it then.
Yeah.
So you can't really scan it. Like once you're on board, you can't do it. It's a, whatever particular time right, that you right. can go and have your right. card scanned. So that's what I'm, that's why I would ding MSC on that one.
Gotcha. Okay, moving on. Embarkation. I just kind of gave each of them a 3. I think that I don't remember anything like really horrible, but I don't think remember anything really great. I think MSC is going to be a big difference once we get the new terminal in Miami, but every cruise has just been, what did you do?
I gave MSC a 4 okay. and Carnival a 2.
Are you thinking about the sunshine? When we like when we went through a warehouse and then walked through an alley to board?
Every time I've been on Carnival, it's been a long wait. Mm-hmm. Every single time that I've experienced it, it's right. been, I mean, not super long.
Yeah.
MSC, the first time we went on MSC was horrible. Super long.
And then this last time was great.
Every single other time we've yeah. been on it, it's been ridiculously great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I'm giving them a 4, because okay. I think that they are really improving that. I think that they saw that and they realized that they are really turning people off with how long exactly. that it takes for you to get on the ship. So I'm giving them a 4 for improving it. And it seems that now they've got it under control.
Right. I'm excited to like cruise out of Galveston or anything. And some of these ports that are like purpose built, you know, newer port, newer yep. terminals
yep. Yep. Yep.
to see if that would change something for, you know, Carnival. So
I'm like waiting on the Jubilee for the chute. Like you just, they put you on a little chute like the, like uh-huh. your luggage uh-huh. and they shoot you onto the ship and literally
right to the bar.
Like you step off your, or you get out of your car,
uh-huh.
foomp,
you're
like,
there.
Like a bank machine.
I can't wait to.
When you're depositing money into a bank. All right. Next one.
Next one. App. The app. I'm giving MSC a 3 and I'm giving Carnival a 4. And mainly this is because I think that MSC pre-boarding, their app is a little rough. A little rough. Once you get on, it's not bad. You can easily see your account balance and you can see what's going on. I just think that the Carnival app is a little bit better all around as far as pre-boarding and then once you're on the ship. So, and I will say that the Wi-Fi is getting a little bit easier to figure out on MSC, but it just seems it's so much more complicated than Carnival.
Evidently, I'm a dummy because yeah. I can't figure out either one of them. And I had a harder time with MSC.
We were able this on the Magnifica was the first time we were able to figure it out on our own without needing help.
Exactly. You showed me how to do it. Mm-hmm. And it looked like it was a little bit easier than
right.
before.
The 16.
But process. I'm still giving them a 2 because.
I can see that.
Listen. In the world of today, mm-hmm. you gotta make apps that are super user friendly.
Yeah.
Or people just aren't gonna use them.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll only use them when they have to, and then they just get frustrated. And I think that both of them could use work, but I think Carnival's is a little bit better than MSC's.
Yeah, I think it started out better, so it's a little bit better. I have seen an improvement from MSC since we were on the seashore 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It wouldn't take our credit card. We weren't able to check in. And then on the Magnifica, I was able to just kind of do everything that I needed to do. So it's getting better. I think it's improving.
All right. The next one is the private island.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I think this one is like hands down, right? Like if anyone has listened to this podcast or watched any of our videos, I'm giving MSC a 5, a big 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm giving Carnival a 4. And I'll tell you the reason why. You want to put your numbers up first?
Really? I'm giving Carnival a 2.
Well, let me tell you the reason. Okay. Number one, Ocean K. We love it. I think is our favorite like spot in the Caribbean. So that 100% is going to win out. The reason
I would be happy if an itinerary said Miami, Ocean Cay. Next day, Ocean Cay, Sea Day, Ocean Cay, Miami. I would be happy with that.
Okay, so Half Moon Cay is Carnival's private island, and we really enjoyed, so some of the Princess cruises will stop there as well. And I really enjoy it. It's a beautiful beach, remember, sitting out in the water.
That's the only reason I'm giving it a two. But it's beautiful beach.
But let me say this, Celebration Key is coming in 2025. That's going to be Carnival's
new. I can't rate that because I haven't.
You can't rate it, but.
Nobody's seen it.
It's going to be more like Perfect Day, Coco Cay, that one, sure. With NCL. So it's going to be that. So I think they're looking to improve that. That's why I gave them a four.
Okay. Yeah. I'll say that, but. Really, I just think that with the options out there, Carnival's is the worst, and I think they realize that, and that's why they're changing it. And MSC's is the best.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give Carnival a one just because it's a beach.
I really enjoyed Half Moon Cay.
I thought it needed a lot of shade on the beach, a lot more shade on the beach.
Well, that's true. It was a little bit different. We were there twice. So we were there with Princess.
Yeah.
And I think that vibe was a little bit different than when we were with on the Sunshine.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit crowded and stuff. But
I think that's the biggest difference there.
Yeah.
Between those two.
Yeah.
That's the widest gap. Anyway, okay.
Pools. I'm going to give MSC a three on this.
MSC's getting a three.
And I'm getting Carnival a four.
Okay.
So, what did you rate them?
I rated MSC a four.
Okay.
And Carnival a three. I was just opposite of you.
Well, let me tell you, like something like on the seashore, like they have one of their top pools on the back deck. It has like no shade. And then do you remember like the jungle pool on that ship was like hard to find?
That
and
it jungle was humid, pool was weird.
And it was just a bunch of kids. I don't.
That was a humid, plasticky mess.
It was. So I think that I think they're. Thoughts maybe aren't all there with their pools. I mean,
take a point off now, for that jungle pool.
There are a lot of Europeans that travel on there, and the Europeans like to sunbathe. They like to be nice and warm, and so you just see like not a lot of shade around their pools.
I changed mine to a three.
Did I convince you?
I forgot about that jungle pool. That thing is weird and humid and icky.
Yeah. So. Anyway, I think that some of the Carnival pools are just a little bit nicer. They have a little bit more shade, more loungers.
Well, I'm going to tell you what the main difference of those for me is.
Yeah.
MSC has a solarium on a lot of their ships because they're European. I love the solariums.
That is true, yeah.
I love the solariums. And Carnival's pool atmosphere... I would say 70% of the time is kid friendly and 30% of the time it's pushing an NC-17 rating.
Yep.
There's some adult stuff that goes on.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
In Carnival pools.
Yeah. But for the majority of time, I think there is a nice party vibe. They have lots of really cool, they have like the Red Frog pub around the pool and stuff like that. So that's why I gave Carnival an extra up on MSC for that. Okay, next one. This will be a good one. Entertainment staff. So yes. This is going to be like the sail away party, the
how
parties
get
themselves.
People involved. Yeah,
very much. Yeah,
the parties that are involved, the dancing and the hosting of the shows and stuff like that. Okay.
I don't know if this is. I gave a five to each. I would have before probably we went on the Magnifica. I probably would have given like Carnival a 5 because I think by hands down, that is one of their best attributes. But I just love the way MSC did it on this last ship. And that's why I would have given them a 4, but I'm giving them both a 5.
I gave MSC a 4 and Carnival a 5 for the same reasons. Yeah. MSC is getting, I think, better. Definitely.
Yeah.
And Carnival's already there. They've got that down. Exactly. They know what they're doing.
And I think that's why people feel comfortable going on them, because they know what they're going to get each time, right?
Exactly. They
don't quite know yet what MSC. So I think they're trying to figure that out. I think they're doing a really good job.
I think they are,
and
too.
And I think Graham is a part of that.
We
listen
like
to our Magnifica podcast and you'll hear about that.
All right. Here's my category. I'm going to go ahead and do this one.
I don't even like understand this category.
Movies Under the Stars. I gave MSC a 1 and Carnival a 1.
Neither of them have Movies Under the Stars.
Exactly.
You can't rate that then.
Are we taking this one off? What did you give them?
I didn't even rate it. I didn't put anything. They don't have...
I love Movies Under Stars. I want them to have Movies Under the Stars.
Does Carnival have
so
that?
So they get a 1
Carnival
for not having
might
nothing.
Have that. They remember they
have
that big screen.
Yes, they have screens around the... they probably have screens out there, but they don't have a dedicated movie time.
No, nope, I agree.
Where you can go up there and they're setting out hot chocolate if it's cold, or they got popcorn going for you. I mean, they...
we had to pay like $4 for popcorn?
Exactly.
So, I think what you're saying is you're just trying to emphasize that neither of these cruises do that well, and that's
they
something
do it
you like.
Terribly.
No one does it.
Princess was very good
Princess
at it.
Wins that category. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I have to give props to Celebrity too, because they have the area to do it.
Right.
I don't know if they are doing it, but up on their lawn, they were showing sporting events. So maybe
no,
when
that was Celebrity.
That's what I said, didn't I?
No. Oh, maybe you did. I don't know.
Anyway, Celebrity. That's what I meant to say if I didn't say that.
They're totally set up for it.
Yeah. And they were showing sporting events when we were on. I don't know if they show movies when it's not sporting events, because it was like big deal.
It was
deal.
Soccer.
Oh, like it was, I think it was the World Cup.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they show movies when it's not the World Cup.
Yeah.
But if they could, they would probably get a 5 also. So anyway.
Well, I didn't rate that one. Just throw that out.
Okay.
The buffet.
Yes. What are you giving MSC?
Well, I gave, just coming out of the Magnifica, I gave MSC a 5 and I gave Carnival a 2 because of the sunshine.
Good job.
Is that what you did?
No.
Oh.
I gave, where is it? MSC a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave, oh my goodness, I've lost my place. I gave Carnival a 2. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Celebrity, which is probably a 5-star for me.
Mm-hmm.
Royal, I think, does it better than
Royal
those
a really
two.
Good job. Yeah.
They have a great buffet.
Right.
I think that Carnival is getting better on their newer ships.
I think so.
Their older ships, which they have a lot of, and I'm taking that into account, they're terrible. They're absolutely horrible. If we were rating this just on their older ships, I'd give them a 1.
The Sunshine didn't even try. Like, they just put the same stuff out.
Exactly.
So that was hard for me.
MSC sometimes repeats their stuff, so that's why I'm taking a little bit off. But they do have a bigger variety, and they get an extra point. I would probably give them a 2.
Okay.
Because of their bread and their pizza that's on the buffet.
I love their buffet and I love their international thing. I don't care necessarily for some of the foods that they have, but so many options, so many fresh things. The afternoon tea with the scone, like there was just, I thoroughly enjoyed their buffet on this last. And so I think that's kind of in my mind a little bit more.
I'll give you that. Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
I just know how buffets can be. So I'm like a little more, you could do better. That's good. I didn't unenjoy it.
Let me tell you one quick thing that's funny. Mm-hmm. And we've noticed this on MSC, and we actually noticed this on Celebrity. They do not quite understand what tacos are. And every time there was like a taco area, they had like the tomato like and basil wrap. They weren't even like tortillas. And then like a spinach wrap. And then they folded those in half and then tried to, you know what I'm saying?
Can I just say, I was watching, we have friends, Lovey's Fat Life channel. Go check them out. Yeah. They were just on Celebrity and I saw that they had gotten tacos.
They did.
And burritos, but they were more like burritos. But anyway, they looked like regular flour tortillas. So wow. I'm hoping to go back on
Celebrity.
They watched ours and went, like somebody way up went, why do we have tomato basil wraps out there for tacos?
Exactly. Okay. So we're going to keep going. Okay. Now, Chris put, he just has food. And I tried to get him to like, no, do you mean like quick service food? He's like, no, just food. So I'm going to let you start this one because I have no idea where you're going with this. I did rate it. But
not even knowing what the category is?
I rated it as quick service.
Okay. Well, if it's
quick service. Because I think we're talking, we have a buffet and then a little bit down, we're going to have MSC the main dining room.
A 4.
Okay.
And I gave Carnival a 2.
Oh my God. Whoops. I'm totally.
I just gave. What am I doing?
I am totally opposite of you on this. If we're talking about quick service.
Yes.
I gave MSC a 3. Some of their ships don't even have anything like a pool bar or something like that.
Yes.
Whereas I gave Carnival a 5. You didn't go on the Mardi Gras, but there was Guy's Burgers. There was Street Eats. There was the Taco Mexican place. There was Shaq's Big Chicken. I think, and I'm talking, I'm thinking of the newer ships when I'm doing this, but even some of the older ones, I think those are great options. They do quick service. I'm not going to give Carnival like big props for food, but on their quick service, they beat MSC.
Well, lady, you got this category wrong.
How'd I get it wrong?
Because I wasn't even talking about quick service. What I was talking about variety.
Well, why did you tell me that? Oh, geez.
So quick service, you win. And variety, I win because I'm giving MSC big props for variety.
Yeah, they have
stuff all over that's completely different. They've got stuff from everywhere. Yeah. All the time. Even their pizzas, they like change it up and do weird pizzas.
Don't talk about that. The pizza is its own section.
I know it's its own section, but I'm just saying, I was talking about the variety. You were talking about the...
Well, thanks for letting me know. Quick service. Appreciate that. rooms.
Rooms.
I don't really know. Like, I gave it just a 3 and a 3. Like...
That's what I gave it to. I'm not even going to put those up there because that category makes no sense to me. It doesn't make
sense, but thanks for adding it.
I was the one that came up with it. It makes no sense. Rooms are so subjective to completely. Like the ship and how old it is and what you're looking for in a room. I gave it a 3 because some rooms are good, some rooms are bad. On all ships in every cruise line. So there you go. Done. If you were looking for a rating on a...
I gave 3s. I rated it.
Exactly. If you're looking for a rating, a solid middle of the road.
That's right for everybody. That's the only way to do it. Okay, then the next one is pizza. I don't even know why this is on there.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and put yours up there. It's a 5 for MSC, and I rated mine also a 5 for MSC.
And I gave Carnival a 2. And just because, like, I don't really remember. They might have good pizza, but it's not memorable enough for me to even remember.
I gave Carnival a 3. I remember the pizza. It was pretty good.
I don't, so.
But when we're talking about pizza.
Hold on. Who beats Frankfurter pizza?
That's right. On our Magnifica, one day we walked by it and there was Frankfurter pizza.
Hot dogs cut up on a pizza.
Hot dogs cut up on a pizza. Anyway, when it comes to pizza, there's no debate.
Don't even. No.
Don't even put in the comments that somebody's got a better pizza because I will block you from this channel. You are blocked.
And this comes from two people who eat pizza on every single cruise. So we know we've eaten a lot of pizza. So
listen, in the world of pizza, not just the cruising world pizza.
Italy is known for pizza.
MSC is right up there. I've had good pizza outside of the cruise world. I would say 95% of it wasn't as good as the pizza that was on MSC cruise ship.
I agree.
So
I agree.
Don't even go there telling me there's something different. I'll fight you on it.
Itineraries. What did you mean by this?
Well, I think there's a big difference between itineraries. I gave MSC a 2 for itineraries and Carnival a 4 for itineraries because MSC doesn't have as many ships and they seem
in
to
the U.S. Are you talking about the U.S.?
Yes. Yeah. They kind of repeat in the US their market. Well, I mean, if we're going international, then I would have to change it, but I'm just saying for what's available for most people. They repeat a lot of their ports on a lot of their cruises.
Right.
Over and over and over and over and over. And Carnival has more ships.
Yeah.
So they're able to cover a little bit more, I think, in the Caribbean. And
they also have big ships and small ships. So they have a little bit more variety than MSC does in the U.S. market. And I think also, so MSC is going to be new to, like, Texas.
What'd
coming
you give
up.
MSC?
Well, I didn't really know what you're talking about. So I just did 4s across the board. But I know what you're saying because like MSC is not on the West Coast. It's not in Alaska. So for the US market, you pretty much like have to go to like New York or Florida to get on an MSC ship. And I think Carnival has a lot more options of ports. So now that you explain that, I'm still gonna leave it a 4-4.
Sure.
All right, families. Now, we had a specific question about multi-generational cruising. So that's kind of where I came from when I was looking at families.
Sure.
Okay, so I gave MSC a 5 and I gave Carnival a 5.
Wow.
I think these two cruises, these two lines are the best for multi-generational because they have such dynamic kids programs. So like we did a whole podcast on MSC kids program. And I know from experience that Carnival has a pretty big kids program as well. So that's the main thing you want when you're talking about grandma, grandpa, parents, kids, all being able to have fun together. I think both of these cruise lines do it better than say Princess or Celebrity or Holland America, something like that.
I agree. I think they're both very good. I think Carnival is better at it just because it seems like their kids areas are a little bit more expanded.
That's like MSC's more in the public
to
areas.
Get there. Yeah. But I think MSC is a little bit more expanded, a little bit more thoughtful when it comes to kids areas. I would almost give them a 5 for it, except that they also cater to very adult situations too, which is not very kid friendly.
Who are we talking about?
Carnival.
Carnival. Okay.
I would also say that MSC feels like it's a little bit more of an adult ship. Like the music that you're going to hear on board, I think is a little more adult. Little older generation music. They have
younger
stuff too.
I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with that, but okay, go ahead.
Their kids areas like arcades and stuff like that is smaller. They're getting better, but I think overall, I think Carnival does a better job.
Okay, I will disagree with that.
Okie dokie.
We'll leave that there. But I think both of them are really great options. Period. I think they're the best you're going to find. Well, I don't want to repeat myself, but I think they're the two that you want to look at if you're wanting like the whole family to go.
All right.
That might be a little bit more detailed question. But the next one is the MDR or main dining room.
I gave MSC a 4.
Okay.
And I gave Carnival, 4. And I gave Carnival a 2.
Okay. I was a little more generous. I gave MSC a 5 and I gave Carnival a 3. Hi, Boo Boo. Stash is joining us.
I think that Carnival's MDR, if I didn't get some decent, they have some decent stuff in mm-hmm. the in there, tasting mm-hmm. stuff. But if it was just average or below average, I would give it a 1.
Yeah.
Because I think the experience is going downhill on them. I hate that they kind of have taken away the tablecloths mm-hmm. and it feels more like you're walking into Applebee's okay. on Carnival, and they repeat their menu way
more.
Mm-hmm. MSC does repeat their menu, but they also add things and change things on their menu a little bit more than Carnival does.
I think the bread tops it for me. The bread and the pasta. I'm going to say even like their MSC has sea salt in their shakers in their main dining room, which is a big thing for me. So that's just something that I like. So I have really enjoyed MSC's kind of take on the main dining room. I like their Italian night. I've enjoyed it more than I have.
I would agree. I would just say it's not a 5 because, like I said before, we've experienced better dining rooms.
We have.
It's very good. That's why I gave it a 4.
But I was a little generous.
All right. Next one is the specialty restaurants.
Ooh.
And here I gave MSC a 3.
Okay.
And I also gave Carnival a 3. And the reason is MSC has good specialty restaurants when they have them. So I think their specialty restaurants are better than Carnival's when they have them, but mm-hmm. they don't have as many as Carnival. And I think Carnival has a better selection of specialty restaurants than MSC.
Well, I gave a 4 and a 4 for 2 reasons.
Okay.
I agree. MSC has some good specialty restaurants, like Conveyor Belt Sushi. How fun is that?
Exactly.
They do, you know. I'm not a real fan of their dining plan, but they do have it. So if you want to purchase it ahead of time, Carnival has really good specialty restaurants, which I got to experience on the Mardi Gras, which you didn't. But they have no dining plan. So I would have given them a 5, but they don't have a dining plan. And I don't know why they haven't done that. Maybe people book it anyway and they don't feel like they need the dining plan. But I think that Carnival has some really good. They had Rudy's Sea Grill or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Chabang, which I really liked.
Emeralds.
I think they do a good job.
Was Emeralds a specialty restaurant?
Yeah, because it was. Well, it did was. You had to pay. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily like you just like pay like a $5 or $3. You know, you didn't pay like one flat price.
Gotcha. But, okay.
If they had like a dining plan, I think they would have been a 5. You know what I mean? To make Carnival? it a little bit more affordable.
Really?
Yeah. They do a good job with their specialty restaurants.
I just, basing the ones that I've been to, you've been to.
I know.
That's the one that I've been to, and they were good. But I would say that MSC's was better when they have them.
Yeah.
And that's why they're both 3 to me. Yeah. So anyway. All right.
Okay.
Next one.
We have burgers.
Yeah.
That's very specific.
Yeah.
And that's an easy one for me.
Yes. What do you got?
I have MSC a 4. I really enjoyed their burgers on there.
Yeah.
And I gave Carnival a 5. I love Guy's Burgers. I think that's a great option. Love that. And you know, we really haven't talked about Yacht Club at all, but Yacht Club had a fantastic burger too. So that's kind of why I gave But if you don't, if you're not in Yacht Club, even on the buffet, they had like specialty burgers that you could, that were already like made up with, you know, different toppings and sauces, or you could like build your own. So, I've enjoyed them on both, but I think Guy's wins just a little bit.
I'm a little more critical of MSC's burgers.
Yeah.
I gave MSC a 2.
I could see that.
And I gave Carnival a 5.
Okay.
I think Guy's burgers are perfect.
Great. Yeah.
They've got that down.
Yeah, they do.
You just go 100%. Up there, think you're done.
100%.
And it's a delicious burger.
Yeah. You can top it all the way. Yeah.
Great. MSC's, they stick it on the buffet, or they might have some by the pool. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's been sitting around. I do like.
I'm not as, just so you say, I, just so everyone knows, I'm not as picky about my bun as Chris is.
Exactly. Searching for a bun that wasn't hard. That was on a hot dog, but it's the same for the burgers when they have them sitting around.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable to me. I mean, come on.
No, but I have to
you
say,
know, anybody in the world knows that if it stick under a heat lamp, it's
gonna be hard.
It's gonna be a little hockey puck.
But on the Magnifica, they had plain buns and they had sesame seeds buns, and they were not under the heat lamp itself, and they were great.
Yep.
I don't know if you had a burger on.
I did have a burger.
You did have a burger.
It was okay. it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It wasn't anywhere close to Guy's.
No, I agree. I agree.
Right. Absolutely. So, next one is the luxury option on either one.
Well,
okay. I'm giving MSC a 5. What are you giving MSC?
A 5. Come on. That's not.
And I'm giving, what did I give? I gave Carnival a 1.
I did the exact same thing. Now, let me tell you, now I will say, like, Carnival does have options. Like, they have like that family harbor area where it has like its own little pool, you know, private pool during the day. And they have like the spa rooms you can get. So they have these touches that you can get, but nothing comes close to Yacht Club.
I don't consider that Oria. Luxury at all.
No. I just wanted to mention that they
I'm
do
talking
have
about high end luxury.
I agree. Carnival has options, but it's not. It's like more family oriented. It's not luxury. So I think MSC wins hands down across the board of every cruise line with Yacht Club. Absolutely.
We've gone over Yacht Club many times, but I'm going to go over it real quick.
Yep. You got a minute.
It's an experience. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like anywhere else on any other larger cruise ship.
It's not.
You might get it on the smaller specialty ships like Silver Sea. Is that a cruise line?
Silver Sea. Seabourn.
That's not the name of the cruise ship. It's Silver Sea, Seabourn.
Seabourn, when you kind of get in that little like luxury, exactly. Yeah.
You might get it there, but I'm telling you.
But no, the thing is even with those cruise lines, I think that Yacht Club has even something really cool because you get that feel of those very nice cruise line. But then you can step out and you can get all the entertainment, all the shows, all the excitement of a big ship and then kind of come back to your little spot. There's just nothing in the market.
There's nothing that compares to what the cruise line, what the Yacht Club offers you and what it delivers on. So,
and I know lots of our viewers who have Cruise Yacht Club know that. we're to our last, but I have one that I've added. I have a surprise one I've added that I just thought up.
You're going to do that now or you're going to do it the last one?
No, we're going to do it last. So let's go ahead and do the last one we have is the loyalty program.
All right. I gave the loyalty program a 4 on MSC.
Okay.
And I gave it a 5 on Carnival.
We are so opposite.
Really?
I am 5 on MSC and I'm 3 on Carnival.
Really?
So Carnival has a good program, no doubt.
I think their benefits are great.
They are. But they do not status match.
That's true. And that's why I'm giving so much to MSC. That's why MSC got a 4 for me.
Well, it's gotten a 5 for me.
If it was my benefits, I would give MSC like a two or three. Yeah,
their benefits aren't the best. And I would say that Carnival's like diamond level and what you get is going to be better than what you get diamond level on MSC. But I think you can get quicker up the ladder. Definitely. On MSC. You can status match from hotel chains, from other cruise lines. And so you can kind of jump the tiers a little bit. I'm still waiting to get more information about an additional level that MSC is adding. We've heard multiple rumors about that, but nothing concrete, so I don't have anything to share yet. But
Super Diamond Plus, happy
Super
time.
Diamond Plus cardboard. So I think if they get that, then they'll kind of more like align maybe with the benefits that you get from someone like Carnival, because I think Carnival has a really good loyalty program. But status match is huge. And if you don't understand what status match is or how to do it, search our podcast, because we go through and we give you all the details about how to do it. And it's definitely something you want to do, because we are like gold already. We didn't status match, but we're gold level already, soon to be diamond.
I was going
to
say, I think we're like one cruise away from diamond.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what we hit. Yeah,
so. All right, what's your surprise category?
I want to talk about price, because we talk about all of this and compare, but I think there's a big, maybe a misconception maybe out there. And I think one huge thing for MSC is price.
Okay.
How would you rate price between them?
I would say price for MSC mm-hmm. is a 5. Mm-hmm. And I would say, I would give Carnival like a, golly, that's tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them like a 3.
That's exactly the way I rated it, because when you purchase your cruise, you have the option to get the package with the drink package and the Wi-Fi, and it ends up being so cheap. Your drink package ends up being like $25 to $28, somewhere right around there. Per person per day, and you can't touch a drink package in Carnival for less than $60 a day. So that can be a huge price add-on. So I think there's I kind of like that.
I think that MSC's pricing structure is the best mm-hmm. out there.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I love MSC, because you're able to tailor it. Goodness, what did you do? You hit my camera.
Sorry, my iPad fell.
Goodness. They are the best mm-hmm. out there. Just because, like I said, you could tailor it to how you want your cruise experience to be.
Yep.
So if you want to go super cheap, you can go super cheap. If you want to go mid-level, you can go mid-level. If you want to, a little extra stuff right. in there, you want some...
Exactly. You can choose.
And all of that is like decently blocks. Priced. If you want luxury,
right,
unparalleled luxury, you can get that at a decent price compared to some other cruise lines.
We've had some people let us know that sometimes Yacht Club is almost half of what it is for NCL Haven, something like,
and you get so much more.
And you get so much more. So so let's give a total. And did you total yours?
No, I didn't know you were totaling.
That's okay. I totaled mine, so don't worry about yours. I'll just tell you mine.
Okay. I didn't know it was a competition between
really
the two.
It really isn't.
I thought we were just rating them.
Yeah, but I just wanted to like,
all right, well,
like
what do you
my
got?
MSC came to 95 points and my Carnival came to 79. So, you know, and
I'm this, probably pretty close. I'm probably leaning towards most of the time give MSC a little bit better, but there's some things that Carnival does way better than MSC, I think.
Well, yeah, and this is also coming from two people who don't have children, who've cruised quite a lot, and are kind of looking for that little bit different experience sure. now, right? So we are the type that don't like we just want to experience everything. We don't are not the type of person who finds something they like and then just stays with it always. Does that make sense? Like there's kind of two different types of cruisers.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we come from. So, yeah, I think that some of these new ships, and I really want to go on either the Mardi Gras, the Celebration, or the Jubilee with you.
I really want to go on
those, but it has been so like the price has been so high. So it's been like cost effective.
We wanted to do some Ocean K, these next two cruises. Then we have the Worlds coming up, but we wanted to see at MSC, and we got some new princess ships we want to see. We want to do Virgin also. Oh my goodness.
It's just not enough time.
We want to do Prima, or what was the other ship?
The Aqua or the Viva on NCL. The Aqua hasn't come out yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just,
but it'll be interesting. Don't
have time to fit everything
there's
in.
Not, no. But we did go on Wonder of the Seas, so we did one of the bigger ships there, and so I'm really excited to go on the America to kind of get an idea, because that's kind of competing with that, right? So it's competing with those really bigger ships. So anyway, those are our thoughts on kind of comparing MSC and Carnival and kind of the breakdown. So let us know if you disagreed with something we said, or if you
as long as it's not the pizza.
Don't talk about the
pizza. You better agree with that.
Off limits.
You better agree with that.
And that's going to go ahead and wrap up today's podcast. Thank you all for joining us. Feel free to leave your comments and also share if you know someone who's interested in MSC as a Carnival cruiser and maybe hasn't tried MSC, share this podcast, and we appreciate it.
Exactly. I was waiting to see what you were going to say there.
I didn't really have anything else. So anyway, that's
good. We do appreciate you guys doing that.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and we'll see you all in the next episode.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.